This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson is a force to be reckoned with. She's performed with the Seattle Opera, the Sarasota Opera, and the Virginia Opera, just to name a few. And the Northern Express just named her one of its 20 most fascinating people of 2019 here in Northern Michigan. And she's one of our own. Lindsay is now the Assistant Director of Admission for Recruitment and Communications here at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Lindsay Anderson, welcome to Studio A.
Thank you for having me, Amanda. I'm so glad to be here.
And on the stage, you've portrayed lots of different characters, from Carmen to Turandot to Voglinda, and even a recent turn as Lucretia Borgia. Do you have a favorite character or type of character to play?
I do have a favorite type. It's one that my vocal category lends itself to. There's a joke in the opera world about a certain type of voice playing witches and queens, and that's my wheelhouse. I really enjoy playing powerful women roles, whether they be a positive or a negative force.
And you'll be giving a recital Thursday night at Kirkbride Hall in Traverse City. What kind of music can we expect on that program?
Really, it's a compilation of many of my favorite pieces, but they're all centered around the theme of hope and love, which isn't too difficult to do with the repertoire that I work with. But we will be hearing some pieces from Edward Elgar's Sea Pictures, Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder, some Neapolitan songs from Tosti and Capua, and one of my favorite arias, La Mamma Morta, from Andrea Chenier.
And pianist Susan Snyder is here with us in Studio A today, and together you've brought us a little sample. We're going to start with a piece by Gustav Mahler. Tell us about what we're about to hear.
This is an excerpt from one of my most favorite works of all time. I mean, while most of my time is spent in opera, this is from Mahler's Symphony No. 2, the Resurrection Symphony. And this is the fourth movement, the Urlicht. And the text can speak to any person's experience with life, no matter what you believe in. Buddha, the Christian God, Allah, or just nature. It's a longing and a yearning for a spiritual connection that helps us to rise above the pain and anguish that can be experienced in daily human life. But realizing that with a connection to that spirituality, there is a hope for wonderful things.
Well, here is Lindsay Anderson with pianist Susan Snyder and music of Gustav Mahler, Urlicht.
Thank you.
Music of Gustav Mahler from the Symphony No. 2, the Resurrection Symphony. We heard Urlicht with mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson and pianist Susan Snyder in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Lindsay, I have to say, I've known you for a while, and I know you sing, but I've never actually heard you sing before, and you have a lot of voice.
Oh, thank you.
In my professional opinion, that's my assessment. So you have just started an opera company here in Traverse City. Tell us a little bit about that.
I have. It's been a long time dream of mine, and it will be slowly rolled out. We're kind of in a soft launch period right now where I'm working to plan what concerts we'll be doing first and raising funds. My goal is to bring this wonderful art form that people think may not be that accessible to this northern Michigan community. We have so much in so many other ways culturally in this community, but opera hasn't been in the forefront recently, or not that often in the past. So I'm hoping to change that, and hoping to bring people around to realizing that opera really is just about storytelling and about people's experiences. And it's just, instead of a movie, when people speak about their feelings, we just sing about them. And it can be grand, but it's really very human.
And Lindsay, you've recently started a new role in the Office of Admission here at Interlaken Center for the Arts. So tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing in that role.
Yes, I just accepted the role of Assistant Director of Admission, Recruitment, and Communication. So I'll be working with the leadership in that department to really reach out to young talent and work with organizations and individuals to make sure that people know we're here and take advantage of the many resources and talents in the faculty that we have to provide, just making sure that the world knows about us. And I'm about to go to Los Angeles to recruit there. So I'm looking forward to my first recruiting trip.
And that brings me to my next question, which is, what kind of challenges do you face as you are maintaining a sort of 9-to-5 job as well as an active performance career?
It is a challenge, but the beauty of working at Interlaken Center for the Arts is that I'm surrounded by like-minded individuals who all support the quest of pursuing your art. And, you do your job and you do it well during the day, but when you come home and you may be tired, but it doesn't feel like work when you're putting in the hours towards your other passion.
Now, I don't know if you're taking repertoire suggestions yet for your new opera company, but
of course.
I know for a fact that you have played Carmen.
I have, yes.
And one of your colleagues in the Office of Admission, Katie Llewellyn, has played Mercedes.
Ah.
So maybe you could do a production of Carmen for Traverse City Opera Company.
Ooh.
I mean, we just cast two of the roles right here.
I think that this should be on the horizon. I like it. I like it.
All right. You've brought one more piece for us today. It's a little bit lighter than the Mahler that we just heard. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Yes. This is, I first heard this piece by my favorite tenor, Luciano Pavarotti, who I have also named my dog after. And it's such a sweet little piece that really kind of characterizes that stereotypical Italian lover that we all imagine, And it's called Avucella, which means sweet little mouth. And the poet for this piece, his name was D'Annunzio, and he was known for being a lover of women of all ages, And so there's a part in the song that says, "Oh, I want to kiss your sweet little mouth, withered up like a little rose." And people think that the withered rose may be a reference to the love of an older woman. So,
well, he was very inclusive.
He was.
Here is Lindsay Anderson in Studio A with pianist Susan Snyder with Avucella, music of Paolo Tosti.
Si, come lui.
A Vukela, music of Paolo Tosti in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio, mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson with pianist Susan Snyder. You can hear Lindsay Anderson with Susan Snyder on Thursday evening at Kirkbride Hall in Traverse City. The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. Visit tickets.interlaken.org for more information. Lindsay Anderson, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.